after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Yeah, yeah, we in the building. It's another Monday. Woo, woo. Glad to be in the building with you all. I know you all have missed us tremendously. We were not here last Wednesday. So I know y'all like, man, y'all had an extra day that y'all were missing out on us. So we're back. But I might as well let you guys know ahead of time so that you don't freak out. This week, so we will have a show this Monday, this Wednesday, next Monday, next Wednesday, and then the 22nd and 24th, that Monday and Wednesday, we will not be live, as I will be out of the country. So, yeah. That's how we'll be doing that. We kind of lit, excited, man. It's like it's around the corner, man. Like next Friday, I'm out of here for a whole week. I can't tell me nothing. Oh, man. So, Nay, how things been going to you? You know, we got a lot of ground to cover because we weren't on the show last Wednesday. So, how things been going to you since last Monday's show?
Oh, everything's been pretty decent. Today was the last day of class, so happy about that. Passed both classes with honor roll. Got an A and B in both classes, so definitely happy about that. You know, as you guys know, I was in Atlanta shooting a video with PBG the Prince. In the building video shoot, which it came out cool. Well, it was cool, but, you know, bitches always hating when you the leading lady in the video. So it was some drama on set. But I did see some behind-the-scenes pictures, which was cool, and I put some on social media. And the behind the scenes of when I did my solo part with the chair and all that. Did a photo shoot, I think the other night, a day or so ago, I did a photo shoot. So stay tuned for that. It was an unexpected photo shoot, which was crazy. But the pictures came out nice. I did see some pictures from the shoot before he edited the pictures. I did get to see the pictures on the camera. And I got to say, they did come out nice. My ass looking right. what's been going on with you, Sadie?
besides your ass looking right, shoot, it's been crazy. Been crazy as hell, man. Just catch up on so much stuff. Hell, I've been running rampant getting stuff ready for this cruise. Been trying to get, I'm in the midst of that, trying to make sure I catch up on a lot of my editing for photo shoots I've done. I've also been trying to catch, you know, trying to get ahead on designing most of the magazine. So when I come back, I only do very small fins and touches to launch it in time for the 31st of this month. So that's what we got going down. And today, the last day of submission. And, heck, I might turn people away because, man, this I want to say that this was a very successful issue because we actually had to turn, like, it's been a while since I had to really turn people away. And not saying that our magazine sucks getting submissions, but one thing that's hard is because people, when it comes to themes, it makes it hard. Some people just don't like themes. So taking it to this next level just really pushed it out there. So I'm thankful indeed is able to be able to make something, you know, be able to have that to where a lot of people were just feeling it. And, especially like it makes it even better because this is one of those issues where I really challenge people to an extent. They made them do something where they were like, "How can you mix those?" Then they're not realizing that these are simple things you might do every day that you can mixing music and mixing swimwear as a theme. That's kind of easy, and people won't really think about that. But people came with it, man. So I'm excited. And, heck, I made the official announcement on Facebook last week that Miss Betty Idol from Season 5 of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta will be on the cover of Human Canvas for this May-June issue about to drop on the 31st. So I'm excited, man. Like, I'm just glad to be able to just keep moving because people, you know how people do. That's like you said, Nate. I was trying to get credence to it, but there's people out here who continuously don't, you know, they continue to look you over as you're not kissing ass to people, or some real reason you're not out here treating people like shit, you know, you get looked over. So I'm glad to see that, you know, consistency and just treating people right is paying off. Also, one of the things I was kind of distraught about was my cruise was falling at the same time as the SCM Awards, in which Human Canvas magazine got nominated for an award. So, yes, best magazine of the year. So I'm excited about that. But, yeah, since I can go, my dad, I was talking to my dad today, my dad is going to go to Memphis for me and attend the awards. And, heck, if I win an award, he's going to bring that baby back. So that's what I have to look forward to. So I'm thankful for just, you know, all the support I've been getting. Yep. But make an announcement about today's show. Today's show, we do have a special guest that'll be checking in. He's been on the show before, and y'all know my magic rule. I don't like people try to hit me up for repeat interviews. I don't really do repeat interviews. So if I have you come on, it's because you either are that interesting. You got so many stories that are good that we had to work that if you couldn't cover it in one show. It's just all those different things. And heck, really, this would be the first time we really had him highlighted him specifically. When we had him as a guest, had him as a guest before, he was on one of our panels. So this would actually be the Surprisingly, the first time we've interviewed him solo, so excited about that. So shout out to my boy Renato over at Renato Creative, photography, video, and design. So big ups to him. And there's some other things he does too. We'll be chopping it up with him about that. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to our music break, and we'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live. Let's go ahead. I'm going to throw on something that's going to throw you the heck out, Nate. I'm going to take you all the way up there to the Midwest. Our King Louis, Val Venus song. We'll be back after this.
Rolling up dope in the shirt, got me slow. Four enough to do, started rolled up a fold. I be in the papers in the streets in your hoe. All the women down in the store ran slow. King Louis banging like the folks in the mold. Might overdose if I take another dose. Can't fuck with you, ain't making no dope. These niggas working, they ain't working no more. I'm Neo, they on Asian flow. Video smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, it tastes that dope. Beat the pussy out like I hate your hoe. Shoot him in and chill it in the face no more. Smoking like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Tell me like the gun ain't shoot no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big D, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back close. Go against the team and you gon' get exposed. Rap and say shots, nigga, outie to the O's. I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Bump a nigga, hush, you like, tell me when to go. No love, make it back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch, your own move, boo. Swaggin' in my Louis and I own Goose, too. I'm slow mo, cause I'm on 2-2. Every money got my pockets on Bruce Bruce. 30 Papa 2s for the obstacle cool. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch roof roof. Actin' how to get, bitch, you ain't loop proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth, but we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. More money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Fuck a nigga business, though the tools call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me double you. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you.
I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man, but did they know? Little did they know,
I'm wildin'. Oh, you see, now you know I was up on the stuff in the Midwest like that. You didn't know that.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about the Midwest,
Shotty. No, I know a lot about up there. You know, I don't flex all my Midwest knowledge on you, but I know a little something. Shout out to my boy, Seth. Speaking of which, I just say the person who want people to put me on that. My boy Lyrical Nut off of Naptown. Shout out to him, a.k.a. Mr. I Can Mix It Up. Shout out to him. So, yes. He's actually crazy enough, like my best friend / business I'm part of in crime. That's his brother, so that's crazy. Not King Louis, but the guy I was talking about. So, y'all, we back. So we have our special guest on the line. I'm glad to have him. You know, he's like an extended part of my family because, hey, man, like, you know, it's not to me. Y'all know some of the people y'all talk about, the man law, this, that, and the other. You know, you could when you're talking to family, you can talk to them any time of day. And so this is one of them people I can man, we talk a lot, man. Like, we really bounce ideas off each other. We always try to encourage each other. You know how they say, iron sharpens iron, and that's how you got to do it. We help put each other in check. Whatever we feel like we down ourselves, we pick each other up and say, man, come on, man, don't give up that damn easily. So, yes, I want to welcome to the show my boy, Renato D. of Renato Creative Photo, Video, and Design. What's up, bro?
What's going on? How you doing?
Not much. Oh, man, bro, I must say, man, it's a blessing having you, man.
Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, so, first off, man, I didn't get the full introduction. I mean, let's see. Not only are you a photographer, for those who don't know, you're also the mastermind behind X25 Vixens Magazine and then X25 Fitness Magazine.
Yes.
And then you also too, a lot of people, I know a lot of people don't bring it. You know, I'm going to throw you off because, you know, a lot of people don't bring this up enough. The Many Faces of African Queens and Princesses Project, too, that you started. You are the man behind all those things, man. So, you know, definitely, man, it's great to have you on here.
Thank you for having me.
So, starting off, man, I gotta get to this point. And all times during here, we've never discussed this on here. First off, man, like, what made you want to get into, I would just say art, period. What made you want to get into that?
Well, art, I started off painting and drawing. So basically I was inspired by my sister because my sister was good at doing paintings and drawing, and I wanted to do it also. And then, you know, in art class, I started doing that. And then I finally got me a camera, and I started, you know, doing pictures at age 11. Wasn't serious about it. And, you know, later on in life, I went to a photographer, and I told him I wanted to learn photography. And I actually was trying to get a job with him, but he couldn't give me a job. So basically he taught me photography. So I learned the basic photography. So I know the old school photography, and I also know how to do the modern stuff.
Nice. Now, you know, breaking that down, with old school photography, but the last point you just made, old school photography versus new school photography, kind of like break that down for us in layman's terms. Like, what's the big differences of them all?
Well, the posing. Old school photography, you have like old school poses from like the 80s and the 90s, which is still good. If you go to a portrait studio, they might do those poses. The background, a lot of times they use the muslin backdrops with the funny-looking colors and shapes. A portrait photographer is going to shoot a little bit different than a person who might do outside pictures because a lot of times they only shoot in the studio. Even if they do events, they take a backdrop with them, while a contemporary photographer might actually shoot outside also, which I do also, like you do. Pose is a little bit different. You have basically the old school portrait photographers, they're going by Monty Zucker style. You know, Monty Zucker, and it really wasn't just Monty Zucker, Richard Avedon came up with that style, which Richard Avedon surprisingly was a fashion photographer, but a lot of stuff that the portrait photographers follow, Richard Avedon was the first to do it, and then Monty Zucker started teaching it, because back in the day you had to buy, if you wanted to learn photography or whatever, you didn't have all the resources like you have now, you had to buy a DVD and a photography magazine. So a lot of the photographers shoot just like Monty Zucker because they would buy the DVD well, not DVDs, video tapes by Muncie Zucker, Clay Blackmore, and they would watch that. And, you know, those guys would sell the backdrops and all that stuff. And so, you know, that's how a lot of photographers would get stuff. And then the photography magazine was very important in those days because you wanted to see what was new and you had to buy stuff. So, yeah, that's basically, you know, the old photography versus the new.
Nice, nice. Now, one thing that we talk about a lot, too, and you just brought up, you know, a lot of stuff you bring up is helped me just throw out questions like crazy. We talk about outside and studio photographers. Now, I don't know, for me personally, I feel this way, and just off our conversations, but I want to share with the public with it too, your thoughts on, is it better for, you know, is it true, did you agree with this statement here, or opinion, I should say, that if you learn and know how to shoot outside, it's going to make you a stronger studio photographer?
Yes, because most people start off, they get a camera, and they start shooting outside. So I agree. Because there are some studio photographers that cannot shoot inside. I know a few. They're great studio photographers. I'm talking old school photographers from, you know, they're now like 60 years old, and they cannot shoot outside for nothing. So, I mean, I don't know if they lost it because they shoot inside all the time, but definitely I have seen that. But being able to do both is great because, you know, that's why I like fashion and glamour, because a fashion and glamour photographer do both.
Exactly. Why do you think some people are? Why do you think some people, you know, going off even further what you said, because it's even young cats that we know just won't. Why do you think some people are so afraid, you know, or so intimidated by shooting outside? Like, you go do some people's stuff, not saying their stuff sucks, not by no means, I'm not saying that, but some people, all they do is shoot inside. It's all they do. Like,
well,
why do you think some people are so intimidated by doing so?
I would say they should be intimidated by shooting inside, because really shooting inside and lighting is harder. Outside you have the natural light, and you should be able to get a good shot with it, or you should be able to open up your Photoshop and do stuff with it. Outside you got to deal with the light changing. You got to know the right time to shoot. So, you know, you got to shoot sunset, sunrise, to get the best shots. So actually, a lot of people should be intimidated by working inside. And I usually shoot with maybe one strobe and a reflector. So that's like most of my shots. I've had more lights, but I wanted to force myself to just use that. So, yeah, actually, like I said, more people should be intimidated by learning how to do studio photography.
Was that, you know, why, before I pass to Nate, because Nate, as a model, she, you know, she has some great questions she can throw for people that's trying to, you know, want to know stuff from a modeling perspective. Nothing from a photographer perspective. Can you dispel the myth about, do you necessarily need so much equipment all the time? Because, I mean, not saying that having more equipment is a bad thing, but some people become so reliant. Do you necessarily need all this equipment to really make stuff happen?
Not really. The more equipment you have, if you know how to use it, it makes your life a lot easier. I'm going to give you a good example. I'm just going to do it simple. A lot of my great work was shot with a point-and-shoot camera, but thing is, I actually read books, I study and learn photography, so a lot of my point-and-shoot shots are still, you know, great shots. I could do HDR and all that good stuff with that point-and-shoot. I got a Digital Rebel. A lot of my great shots were shot with a Digital Rebel. Now I have a professional camera, and people cannot tell the difference. sure, the quality, see, the difference is I got more color depth. The image file is a little bit larger, so it has more details than the Rebel or the point and shoot. But what I'm trying to say is it's still good pictures. And I tell people that some of my work is shot with a point and shoot, and they can't believe it. So, I mean, that's just like the simple example. You can get, you could like learn, focus and learn how to do just one light. If you want to learn how to light, you can get, I forgot this book, and the photographer, but definitely go look at Joe McNally. Joe McNally is a great at lighting, and he knows how to shoot with one light. He can just use a strobe on a flash, a speed light, and he have it off camera. And that's another little tip I'm going to give people. Take the flash off the camera. Put it on a stand or something, or have your assistant hold it so you can get better results. So, Joe McNally, he do that. You know, he shoot one light, but then he also can shoot with a lot of lights, have, you know, five or six assistants when he's shooting for, like, big projects. So it's good to learn how to do that. Like, I'm going to give you another example. So say you get a big client. You've been waiting for a big client. You finally get that big client, and all your stuff go bad, which can happen. I don't care if it's new. Your stuff go bad, but only one light works, or some of your equipment break, which just happened to me when I did this car shoot. What are you going to do? I mean, if all your, you know, a lot of my equipment didn't work, I still had to deliver. Definitely, I would recommend people to learn how to use less. Start with, if you have a lot of equipment, take that equipment and just start learning like a few things and add on to it.
Yeah, I know one thing I want to definitely make sure I start taking with me is a reflector, because sometimes, man, you're not prepared for how long you got to shoot, and you might not have a backup, you might not have the extra juice with you. And it might not even be close to where you can be plugged up or something at the moment. So what can you do to use a light? You can use a reflector. I know there's one shoot I wish I would have reflected for, because I was shooting forever, and I was like, man, I cannot. Like, I was pretty much nonstop shooting.
Yeah, and I just did a shoot yesterday, and I was planning on using the reflector. But the funny part is the sun sunset on the other side, and I had a pregnant lady, so we couldn't move to the other side. So basically, I was basically shooting in the shade, and the sun was going down. So that's another thing. If you know, you might think things going to go good for you, you might be prepared, but things, you know, can turn like that turn on me. But I had to still deliver. So another tip is for your audience to shoot raw. It's a lot of extra work. Your clients might be a little bit mad because it takes a little bit longer to get them the image. But in a situation like that, you can save the image, because I got a few images that I have to save because, like I said, the sunset wrong. I mean, in a different location, and it's set in the location we were, and I had a pregnant mom, so.
Most definitely. All right, well, I'm going to throw it over to Nate, because I know from a mile perspective, there's plenty of miles on the list of the show as well, and she might have some great questions or she will have some great questions. I'm not even going to even actually say that. You help models out, so Nate, it's only you, my friend.
Hello, Renato.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am great.
Good. Glad to hear that. So my question would be, what do you like most about being a photographer?
I like capturing images that people can cherish and love, because I do family pictures also. Seeing people's face when they see the image, you know, because a lot of times when I shoot the model, I actually show them the raw image in the camera. So.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing their expression. Yeah, and then helping businesses, because I work with businesses also, so they can promote their stuff.
What is your biggest obstacles when it comes to photography?
The biggest obstacle is my location. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm in the country, so I need to start traveling. But currently, that's probably the only thing, but I'm not going to let that stop me. Just keep going.
I feel you on that. Definitely do. Because I'm from Gary. That's where I'm from, but I live in the city, Indianapolis. I mean, Indianapolis is bigger than Gary, but Indiana still is a small state to try to model, so I do travel a lot or whatever, so I definitely get that. So my next question would be, where are you trying to get in the photography world? So, like, where do you see yourself in about 5 years from now when it comes to photography?
Well, since I do more than just photography, I want to expand at the X25 brand. I want to bring in employees, have employees help people so that they can feed their families, shoot more commercial work. I want to do more stuff like automobiles and stuff like that, shoot a campaign for a major company, and build my own studio because I don't have a studio currently.
Right, right. I can dig it. When it comes to models, what's the worst experience you had to deal with when it comes to models?
Okay, so I had this crazy stalker model that she was just weird. She demanded me to do a lot of stuff, like retouch to her. I'm trying to remember everything. I had a job. I was working somewhere. Now I'm free. I work for myself. She came to my job looking for me. she just is crazy. She tried to sell my images to these other people that I have did some images for. And she was modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was probably the craziest.
That is crazy. Definitely is crazy. So, what is the best experience you had when it comes to a model?
Okay. I'm going to say I could name probably two or three. There's a model named Jamaica Love. She's very athletic and she's a great model. I recently shot her for X25 Fitness, and she brought her sister along, and we did a shoot, which you guys will see the images soon. The fitness images is already up, but that was a great shoot. Let me see what else. Working with Aaron Javon, which he's on Dust Spot. He's a pretty good model. My portfolio was missing male models, and I'm glad to shoot him. Let's see who else. I did a lot of great shoots with Michelle Favilla. I think it was this show you interviewed her. So we have did.
Yep.
I got a lot of good work with her. John Deese. John Deese is an awesome model, and basically, working with her turned my portfolio around because my portfolio is starting to, become terrible. And working with her, that actually turned my portfolio around because she was a great model. She has great ideas. So, yeah. And the crazy thing about her is when she contacted me, I was like, what in the world? Because the girl looked like Aaliyah. Like, this girl done stole Aaliyah picture contacting me.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, only when she had, the glasses and, she had the baggy clothes, otherwise she looked like herself. But, that's, Z's cool because I didn't really shoot fitness until I shot Z. So, actually, Tiger Jamaica Love probably was the first fitness person I shot, and then Z. So, yeah, those some of the good moments I can think of.
That's cool. That's what's up. I can dig it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what models do you want to work with? Like, you know, who do you want to work with?
I can't really think of no one. Well, you, probably. You, T, from Tuesday Night. Who else? Naomi Campbell, definitely.
I feel you.
But like I said, I really want to do more commercial work, more, you know, shooting cars, product shots and stuff like that.
Cool.
All right. All right, so I got some more questions for you, because we talked about photography, but you do so much more, which I end up mentioning in the second part of the intro for you.
Okay.
You also do video, and you run two magazines. I'm gonna go to the magazine part first, because that's actually one of the things I found out about you first, and I was dealing with you. Magazine, man. So. Kind of give us like the abridged version of, you know, what made you start the magazine and how it led to birthing a second one, because that eventually birthed X25 Fitness, but I'll let you break that down. So, you know, kind of tell us about that.
All right. So I started off as an art director for a fashion magazine called Desirable Magazine. So basically, we featured a lot of, you know, models, worked with a lot of agencies, fashion designers. That was fun because, you know, we could get access to expensive clothes and expensive jewelry and all that good stuff. But, and if you look at my portfolio, you can see the work that I did. I was the art director, so I did all the covers and designs and stuff. So what happened was I didn't like the direction of the magazine, so I created a kids magazine. I was going to try that out, do a kids fashion magazine. So I came up with Kids Look. So after creating Kids, I released the first issue, but it was kind of hard, you know, finding kids to add to the magazine. So I kind of put that down. And so later, while I was still working on Desirable Mag, I was working on Desirable Mag issue 6 or 7, which I released it. But as I was working on that, I started doing BX25 Vixens. So I took BX25 Vixens and I released the first issue. It wasn't that great, but it was okay. And so then a photographer named Tom Sparks contacted me. He said, "Hey, I like your magazine." And so basically he started sending me images and, you know, I started shoot, and then I added, and that made the magazine a little bit better. So then I had a lady from Playboy contact me, and she wanted to be the cover. So she went and she got a shoot done, and I made her the cover. Next thing I know, Erica Marie from Bad Girls Club contacted me. She wanted to be in the magazine, so I sent her the interview. So that kind of helped the X25 magazine. I released that issue, and that more people was interested in the magazine. So then we released the 707, Team 707 issue, which featured another Playboy model and a famous video vixen. So, I mean, that's just how it happened. After that, we had Brooke Knight from Playboy, and, you know, BX25 did pretty good. It's one of the top men's magazines right now. And while it's up to I did, a lot of other magazines copy because the urban magazine industry is very small. So everybody know each other.
And I'm laughing because I know one of the people you're talking about. They've had a magazine for a while now. They copy off of me too. in another sense by trying to, you know, I don't even want to get into that, you know. But you mean, you know, who we talking about? That'd be a whole other show just going in about that alone.
Well, not just them, like this famous person, he have a magazine, and, you know, their magazine, even though it's huge, is inspired by Human Canvas and X25. They looking at it. They probably find the issues. Who knows?
Right. Now, going to another step, so kind of told us, so you broke down about mainly X. So you didn't break down to why it became X25, you know, and then what led to X25 Fitness.
Okay, so BX25, if you are familiar with guns, there is a magazine called BX25. So I didn't like that, so I decided to get rid of the B. And I like X25 because I had started a clothing line called Azanti. So I was like, Azanti, X25, mashed it together. So I came up with X25. And now the clothing line is now called X25 Fitness Clothing. And then with that came Z Swain Clothing. But, yeah, that's how it happened. And so I was like, I want to get into the fitness industry. I want to make a magazine with black people that, you know, show fitness, because there are not many fitness magazines with black people. So that's why I created X25 Fitness. There's, like, probably three I can think of that feature black people. So that's why I came up with X25 Fitness.
Nice. Now you actually, I'm going this a little further. Like for some advice out there for magazine owners, people who may have been doing it for a while or people who have just started, whatever. What's the advice you give to them to make sure that their before they put out issues, you know, what are some of the things you need to look out for? Because, you know, I can be right here with you. Name and stuff, but, you know, I'm going to be on you today because you are our guest. So, like, what's some of the stuff you need to pay attention to, especially if you want to be, you know, you want to have a certain respect level when it comes to your work?
Definitely you need to make sure that your image is not distorted. I see a lot of magazines on MagCloud where the images is distorted. I'm like, are you for real? You shouldn't be doing cliche effects to your covers. I have seen.
Define cliche effects.
I forgot. Selective color. So basically, it works for like ESPN because they do it sometimes. But if you have a glamour magazine, you shouldn't be doing like selective color, having like part of the model in color and the other part in black and white. That works best for, like, fitness or something like that. Bad text. Your text should look good.
That's one of our number one pet peeves.
Yeah. When I was learning graphic design, the first thing that I learned is you can do an amazing design, but if your text is bad, it'll destroy the design. So it's, like, basic design. So, yeah, a lot of people need to learn how to work with type.
Now, like, explain, can you, like, briefly explain, like, what? How do you know what is bad type and good type? There's some subjectivity to it as well, but, you know, what's generally, there's a general rule, like, how do you know what's a good type versus a bad type?
It should be legible. Also, you shouldn't use more than two type designs in your design. At least two. And if you want to be safe, Arial is a good font. Verdana, I mean, there's, like, if you need, like, free fonts, that is decent. If you have Adobe, They comes with a lot of great type that you can use. Futura, Helvetica, Century Gothic, the Adobe fonts, the Adobe default fonts is pretty good, especially for like if you're working with paragraphs. Osean Black is a good like display font that you can download from the font.
Okay. Like, you also tell me, I know you said not use, but also you would, because this is another thing I wanted to add into there, and I personally see this, and it drives me nuts. I don't like something looking too busy. Like,
yes.
When it comes to type, I don't like it looking too busy. Honestly, like, some people get it mixed in a bigger magazine, and it has, like, all different articles around or whatnot. You don't have to put every article that's in the magazine on the cover.
Yes, because
the cover
was
supposed to give you a quick glimpse.
Yes. That's why you make table of contents, because people can flip it over and see what other content is in the magazine.
Right. I don't like it, like, where text is just, it's just all over the place. The color scheme doesn't go together. Text, like you said, like some people didn't understand this. It's not even just a number of fonts. It's the, you need to know what fonts go complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And know the difference between sans serif and serif.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, like, people be thinking it's just an image sometimes, but I kid you not, you can have a good image, and if you got crappy text, it can mess up an entire magazine.
Yes, it will.
So, yeah. I mean, people, and also, too, I'll get your piggyback on this. Do you agree that, heck, if you don't know what you're doing, it's okay to admit that you don't know what you're doing and get help? Because Sade Renee was on the show last week, said this a million times. The team, that's why you have a team. You have a team, you can get things done. And sometimes we try to do too much. Like, have your team help you.
Yes.
Get yourself on point.
A lot of these magazines do need a team. Especially if I know a big magazine that have a lot of money and their stuff look terrible. And they should hire a team of good graphic designers for all their magazines. They have a lot of magazines also. They have a magazine for almost every state.
Right. It's something that's in the SCU that's nominated for an SCM award for best magazine publication. I'm not acting stuck up, but I'm like, how the hell did you make it in here?
Yeah.
I was looking around like, this shit? You didn't even try to just make this up. You just put a bad chick on there and didn't even try to make the magazine like it was designed right. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, I'm gonna ask one more question, then I'm gonna throw it over to Nate. Let her ask a couple more questions.
All right.
My last question for you. Is as far as, and I'm going to mix this all together. As far as if I'm a person that's getting into this, you know, I want to get into this. A person has been doing it for a while. That's been doing magazine for a while, that's been doing photography for a while. What's the best thing to do whenever you get to that block that where you're like, it's not called writer's block, but I'll call in this case design block. What do you do to help get yourself out? What's the best thing to do to get yourself out of that funk?
I just came out of a designer block. What you need to do is like watch movies, listen to music. What I should have did was go to Behance and 500 Pixel. Pinterest, just look up like stuff that you like and you know, just stuff like that to get out of it. Just take a break, rest, take, you know, actually get some sleep. And sometimes when you get sleep, that's when you can get out of that, put the spinner block, and you can actually do some stuff. Because as you see, I'm going harder now because I was able to get out of it.
Yeah, I've been there, man. Sometimes you get annoyed when you put in so much work and people, you know, they kind of like, oh, thanks, and they don't really care about it. Like, that pisses me. That'll put you in a funk real quick.
Yeah, that's like I spend, like I told you, I spend like hours, and you said you do that too, retouching. And you know, I feel like recently I could put this in a bad experience. Working on a picture all night, spending like 5 or 6 hours for a model, and the model don't like the image and don't use it. Good image too.
Woo-wee.
Perfect image.
Number one pick. That's one of my top five pet peeves when it comes to this. Like, goodness, bro, you speaking to me. That's part of why I don't edit as many pictures now. First of all, it takes too long. And if I sit there and edit all them pictures and you don't even post one, now we're going to have a problem.
And I know Nate's probably like, what in the world are you? She shouldn't post it if she don't like it. But the thing is, that's the image that she says she want me to retouch, but she don't like it. And after I retouch it and never post it. So in the end, I found out that she didn't really care for my work. It was basically another model. It was a model shoot with three models, and that one model that I work with is the one that actually liked my work. So basically, I waste my time retouching the other models' pictures.
You know what it is, too? I know this is worse. I'd rather you come out and tell me you don't like it versus you tell me you like it and then you don't show that.
Yeah.
That's worse than me. Don't, like, keep it fucking real. You don't like it, I'm cool with that. I don't like this fake stuff where you tell me you like it, but then you don't post it. But then
yeah,
you post some
post
extra trash-ass photo that someone did after I shot you. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's actually what she did. She posted a terrible image by this other photographer. He didn't really retouch it either, so.
Okay. I know you have, I'm going to throw it to you a few more questions. Any other model questions you have for people who are models out there?
My question would be, what advice can you give other entrepreneurs?
Okay.
Ooh. Entrepreneurs. Okay. First thing you should do is look up information on how to register your business with your local state. Some states offer free information. Also, your local college should have a small business center, so you can go there and you can actually go to seminars for free and learn business. You can learn how to write grants if you want to start a nonprofit. Also, you can learn how to market and use Facebook if you don't know how to use Facebook and other social media. They have classes for that. A photographer, if you are a photographer and you would like to get a license, I know in North Carolina it's like $60 every 6 months. In a different state, it might be a little bit different. Usually the photographer license is a little bit cheaper than the other license. If you like to register an LLC, you don't have to go to that company LegalZoom because they're going to charge you more. What you need to do is go to your local state, Secretary of State, and you can get your LLC or any other thing, S-Corp, whatever, and it should be a little bit cheaper. You can pick up some entrepreneur books. Also pick up stuff from Zig Ziglar, listen to Les Brown and other people who, you know, talk about entrepreneurship. That's what I, like, that's some advice. Write, make a business plan and write down how you're going to run your business.
Nice, nice. Good question, good answer.
That is a good answer. What advice can you give models?
All right, so this is a, like, real good. If you are a brand new model, please find a great photographer that can help you build your portfolio. A lot of people have lost this, I think, because of the internet. So back in the day, if you was a new model, you would do test shoots or time for print to get experience. Then once you got experience and you built a nice portfolio, book, because a lot of people are not printing their images no more. But if you're serious about modeling, you should print your images and try to get high-res images from the photographers and only feature. So when you make your book, you should feature at least 10 to 20 of the best images, not the same images, from different shoots. So that means that if you are a brand new model, you might need to do about 10 or 20 shoots free to get your experience, or, you know, pay the photographer. And then once you got the experience, you should try to go after paid work. I see a lot of people on Model Mayhem with cell phone pictures, and they want the photographer to pay them with no proof of work, don't know how to pose, and all that. So that's, like, some of the best one thing I would tell them. Learn how to walk, even if you're short, because there's some fashion runway shows that allow short models. And there's no, I mean, there's many things you can do. Figure out what genre you want to shoot, whether you want to do Playboy, nude, fashion, glamour, runway. You have to be at least 5'6" to and up. For, like, a regular runway, for, like, New York Fashion Week, you're probably going to have to be about 5'7". And if you're a male, you're probably going to have to be 6'1" or 6 and up. Commercial, if you, like, short, you can do commercial work. But normally they hire models, like, 5'6". So that's just, like, some information. Get a Polaroid. Buy an old Polaroid or from Amazon or somewhere, and take some Polaroid shots. If you're standing full body, close up, from the side, in a bikini, like, that's, like, basic stuff, old stuff, but if you do that, you'll stand out from the other models. Also, when you get your portfolio book, get a big book. Get a, if you're in the New York market or Los Angeles market or even Atlanta, you probably want to get an 11x14 book. Oh, yeah, and avoid John Casablanca and what's that other one?
Put him on blast. I'm trying to think. Barbizon.
Yes. So I'm going to need to ask this, but I'm about to break it down for people because I always like to help out new models. John Casablanca is the guy who created Elite Models. So that's why he created the John Casablanca School, which now they're using. But now it's a scam school. So it's not, John Casablanca is dead. But now, you know, they charge models for school and all that good stuff, and the models really don't go nowhere. Some might do some stuff, but a lot of people don't. So, yeah, definitely avoid that. It's a legal scam. So, yeah. But, yeah, you can look up John Casablanca. Now, if you're tall, you can send yourself into his agency, Elite Models. Then you have Wilhelmina, you have Ford, you have BMG Models, and some other model agencies.
Oh, man. You know how many, you know how many people have told me, oh, I went to blah, 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 and then – oh my God! And then they try to use that as a way of being an asshole to you. Goodness. I'm not gonna play with either one of y'all today.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, my cousin, she went to them, and her pictures was terrible. She paid them, I think she was paying like $200 a month, and the pictures was terrible. So I was like, you need to like leave them alone and come to me to shoot. And she was like, whatever. And she like kind of like not paying me no attention, right? So I was like, whatever, I'm not gonna worry about her. So about 3 months later, she contacted me wanting to do pictures. So, you know what? I ended up giving her some amazing shots. So I did the African Queen shot with her. She's by the water with her friend. And basically she's in like a brown pattern dress. And she has on like a black head wrap. And her friend has on like a pink head wrap, and she's barefooted, and they're by the water, and it's great shots. And then we did even more shots, did a shot with her with a knife and all that stuff that she would have never got from John Casablanca. She got an amazing portfolio. She can do stuff. She can take that portfolio anywhere, which, you know, the John Casablanca images, it's not even in her portfolio because they was terrible. So, yeah, that's just my little story about them.
So, yeah, there we go. Well, that being said, bro, we always end the last question of the day with, you know this because you listen to the show all the time.
Yeah.
Of following people. Like, instead of just following you, we want people to stalk you. So where can people stalk you at?
Everything is at Renato Creative. You can go to my website. Matter of fact, my website is probably the best spot to go. You can check out my portfolio. I have my video work, which I'm still learning video, so I'm not the best videographer. I'm not going to claim that I am. My skill is photography and graphic design. But you can go check out my work, and if you like my work, you can definitely hire me. It's RenatoCreative.com, RenatoCreative.com. Check out X25Fitness.com. X25 Fitness is the hottest fitness magazine. We feature models of all backgrounds. So we got some professionals, and we got amateur fitness people and sports people. So check that out at x25fitness.com. Check out the Vixens. Just go to x25fitness.com/Vixens. We have a community just like Dust Spot, but it's for fitness people and models. Go to x25fitness.com/activity, and you can join. We got a 24-hour radio station, which will feature a Nay Seduction interview soon. That's iPlugRadio.com. And you can,
I love the radio station, by the way.
Thank you. I'm going to make it even better. I'm working on that right now. But iPlug Radio on Twitter and Instagram, X25 Fitness, and X25 Vixen on Instagram and Twitter. A lot of stuff, but hey. Is Wayne Cloven? It's x25fitness.com/Z.
Even stuff I don't listen to. I heard some songs I don't listen to, but man, I heard that new Luda, man. I didn't even know about that Luda track until I was listening on there. I was like, what's this? This song sampling thong song. I was like, okay. Give me out here giving girls vitamin D.
Yeah. Ludacris
had
like songs like that.
Yeah, he ain't made like a song like this hot. Like, not that Ludacris makes trash songs, but it ain't been like to where it was that hot in a hot minute.
And then like we even got Jada Kiss and Redman and Method Man on the song where they're dissing like Kodak Black and all them guys. At the end, you might actually hear Kodak Black come on after them with Tunnel Vision or something. So, yeah, that's cool. We got Immortal Tech. You know, you're going to hear like the mainstream underground artists, too. up there, so, you know, more the technique, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a cool radio station. I'm glad to have it. And I really love the indie station because we play a lot of, like, breakout artists, artists that, the future artists, emerging artists. I love that station.
Yeah, because some of them know how to take care of the ladies between their legs with some of these songs.
Yep.
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna be good today. okay. That being said, man, we thank you for coming to the show, bro.
No problem.
It's always great. Some of the best guests I book is like an hour before the show, and I was like, man, I want to like what is what are you in desperation of? Who was a good guest that has not been on here? That or you know just I know like man, yeah, but like we hadn't really done an interview with you before. We've had you on panels. So I was like, man, it'd be great to interview you because we talk about a lot. And I want people to hear about some of the stuff we talk about a lot. Like these are rare conversations we have.
I feel like I didn't give you my best because I'm worried about getting this retouch done and, you know, the stress of retouch.
I don't know. I think you gave us solid information. I can honestly say that. Like, you may not think you did, but you gave us one of those stories that I told you. Talking about, I don't know if I got crazy stories. I knew who you was talking about through your crazy story.
Oh, yeah.
All that. So, yeah. You gave us a little bit of everything, man. So, I think it was a great interview, actually.
All right, cool. And I might. And
you know me. I don't do the bullshit. I'm gonna tell you if it sucks. So yeah.
I'm thinking about adding the Not a Creative Photography Show back to the X25 network because I would try to do it on my station, but I might just put it on the X25 network.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, bro, we about to get ready to get out. Man, it's been the first time I've been good. I actually got before 11:30. So, yes, I want to thank everyone that tuned into the show today. If you missed the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ, CeddyJ. You can also go to iTunes. You can go to... Oh, shoot, that being in my ear. Tune In Radio. You can go to there. You can go to Stitcher Radio. You can even go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio and look for the episodes of Life of the Dust Line versus Renardo Creative. Go there. You'll be able to listen to the show, man. So check back out the show. And again, bro, we thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
And now for a shameless plug. Y'all go make sure it is free. Download, go get the digital copy of X25 Fitness Magazine. Go get the digital copy. So yeah, go do that for sure. And yes, because I'm like really blessed because the cover is my boy Jaffer Shah, who is a professional cricket star. He's been posting like crazy on Instagram. So I like, yeah, I can tell he's like really excited about this. So
yes,
I'm ecstatic. You by putting it out, you know what you did? That let him. He's not bothering me. He's just like, okay. He's been posting that stuff. I'm like, good. You got something to post? Leave me alone. Yes,
you
sir.
You forgot one thing. Everyone, go check out dustspot.com. If you want to see Joffrey's video, it's on
I worry so much about everybody else, I forget it.
Matter of fact, don't just check it out, join.
Yes, if you are you're an industry professional, make sure you join dustspot.com. Reason why people ask me, why is it just industry professionals? Because, you know, and then we don't really have a site that's black-owned. That's industry professional site. It got to be a date. Like if we own the site, it always got to be a dating site. So I want to do something different. I didn't want to be Facebook. I didn't want to be Twitter. I want to do my own damn thing. So, yeah. As Ronaldo said, in the first one of the first times we meet him in his magazine, is the Black Planet of the industry. So that's how you can look at it. It's basically a black-owned site. And you don't have to be black to be a part of it. It's just black-owned. And that's the thing. In order to have balance, we need to have – it's okay to be on a site that's black-owned. Simple as that. Yes. And you, when you go there, you're going to see my black-ass cartoon face in there. So if you got a problem with a black face being on the logo – get over it, because I can go point to a million sites where it's a white face on it, and I've joined the sites have been just fine. So, that's pretty much it, man. That being said, with the end the show, how we end every show, remind you of what you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J. And your girl, Nate Seduction. We out, y'all. Peace.
All right, bye, everyone.